Good morning, Crossville Church. Thank you all for being here this morning. Thank you for everybody joining us on Facebook. Please comment and let us know that you're watching with us, and we appreciate you for following along as well. Choir practice today at 5 p.m. Choir members, don't forget about that. Small groups, of course, tonight at 6 here on campus and then out at Peaks of Hope. Tonight, for the American Heritage Girls that we are starting, turn in your paperwork at 6:30 tonight. Tomorrow night. Reading's hard sometimes. It was a test, and he passed. So, tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. And I know we do that stuff on Monday nights. So, Wednesday evening services, 6 p.m., with children's classes, teens, and the adult Bible study. Open prayer time Friday morning, 9 a.m. Doors will be open for anybody that wants to come and pray. Been mentioning for several weeks now, the young at heart are going to see White Christmas at the Playhouse. I know many of you have already signed up, but if you haven't and want to go, today is the last day. The tickets are going fast, and so Gail has to get a count so she knows how many to get. So please make sure that you hit that sign-up sheet on the way out the door and let her know if you're planning on attending that event. Our fall festival is when?
Saturday.
Very good. Can't slip anything by you guys. So it will be from 4 to 7 p.m. For anybody that is setting up a booth, the Family Life Center is cleared, ready for you to go ahead and set up your booth. So you can go ahead and get started on that this week so that you're not doing that early Saturday afternoon. That will make Mary happy. If you have any candy, you all have done a fantastic job of bringing candy in. But if you have any more, if you find a deal, please get that in by Wednesday. And so we can have all that together and know how to plan for Saturday. So please be in prayer for that event. This is always a good time. And just please, anytime you think of that this week, pray that we'll have a long line and that we'll be able to have some good conversations with folks who need the Lord. Next Sunday evening, we will be having the chili cook-off that the ladies' ministry sponsors. You don't have to sign up for this. You can just bring a pot of chili and submit it. You all did a fantastic job a couple Sunday nights ago bringing soup. And so need everybody who wants to bring chili to come to this cook-off, and it's always a good time. In addition, if you don't want to compete, or if you do want to compete but you want to get brownie points with Linda, you can bring cheese, crackers, other side items that you want to go with the chili, or you can bring a dessert. So need some of those things as well. Don't forget about that. And one other thing I believe is in your bulletin I wanted to make mention of is in a couple Saturdays on November 4th, we will be having a wedding shower. And it is for Alyssa, and so we are excited. If you are older like I am, you have seen her grow up all the way. Of course, some of you people say that about me, but that is in a couple Saturdays, November 4th, 2 to 4 in the afternoon here in the Fellowship Hall. They are registered on Amazon, so this will give you some time to go ahead and be looking at that and plan to get them something nice. We're going to be having ice cream and toppings to go with the theme that she's been scooped up. And so it'll be a good time. Make sure that you plan to attend that on that Saturday afternoon. All right. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
As the choir is going down this morning, we welcome you to Tennessee Troop 2565. And you say, what in the world are you talking about, Pastor? Today is Troop Sunday. And we are glad to have you. We're glad to have those of you who are guests with us today. And we believe this is going to be a great day as we experience what our Trail Life Troop does on Monday nights. And you're going to hear a little bit more here in just a few moments about American Heritage Girls. And I'm so glad to have all of our guys with us this morning, the boys and the men and the moms and the dads and all those people that as you are with us this morning. We're so glad that you're here. And at this point in time, I'm going to introduce Alex David Montoya. He is our senior troop leader, and he will take the service for the next few minutes.
Color Guard, attention. Troop, attention. Audience, please rise. Troop, salute. Those not in uniform, please place your right hand over your hearts. Remove your hats. Veterans, feel free to render a military-style salute. Color Guard, forward march. Color Guard, halt. Color Guard, advance the colors. Prepare to post the colors. Post the colors. Color Guard, salute. The Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to his Savior, for his kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty for all who believe. The pledge to the Bible. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. Ready, two. The Trailman sign. Please join us in reciting the Trailman oath. Ready, begin. On my honor, I will do my best to serve God and my country, to respect authority, to be a good steward of creation, and to treat others as I want to be treated. The Trailman motto, walk worthy. Ready, two. Color Guard, reform. Color Guard, halt. Color Guard dismissed. Pastor Tyler, will you pray for us?
For this day, we thank you for this time to be able to gather together and take a look into the life of what our Trail Life Troop has been doing. God, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to invest in these young men and now these young women through American Heritage Girls and be able to help the future of not just the church, but of our society. God, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to do that. God, this morning I pray that as we go through the remainder of this time that we have together, that you would bless. God, we pray that you would keep your hand of protection over each of these young men and women who are here today. And for everything you do, we'll give you praise and honor and glory for it. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
We're going to ask our troop leader, Jack Dills, to come and share with us about Trail Life.
So first of all, I can talk for a long time about Trail Life, but I'm not going to. But the first and foremost, the reason we're here for Troop Sunday is to say thank you for what you do and what you make available for us to invest in this next generation. And it takes a lot to stand up and talk to a group of people and get in front of a group of people. And so if you just help me give a round of applause to our color guard, they did a great job. So almost 2 years ago, we were looking at Trail Life, and And really, even then, we knew that Trail Life was only half of a solution, that we needed a complementary girls program. But we made a conscious choice to jump in, and though there were other folks helping in the church, it was Pastor Tyler and myself, and we really didn't know much about Trail Life or how it was supposed to work, but we decided that we were going to go forward and do this. And what we did know about Trail Life, first and foremost, is it is a Christ-centered program. My favorite story about Pastor William is you actually have to interview with Trail Life to be able to have a charter. And he came back from that. He says, that was not an interview. That was an interrogation. This is unapologetically Christ-centered, and it will not veer from what the Word of God has to say. The second thing, it is a boy-led program, and it is outdoors. And so knowing those three things, we jumped in and we started. And true to what God does is he blesses those things that are obedient. And quickly, God sent us the Montoya family. You saw Alex David up here. His sister, Alyssa's in the program, but Alex and Melissa, just phenomenal leaders and knew about the program and brought some structure and really improved our badge program, you know, making sure we're getting the right merit badges for boys as they advance from young boys from 5 years old all the way to 17. And now with their help, we're getting ready to start into the second phase, which is Heritage Girls. But a little bit more on the boys program. We've been camping. We've learned how to sharpen knives and machetes and axes and proper way to use them safely. We've had some gun safety. The team just had troop just had a great BB gun competition out in the back here. But we've been using what God has gifted us with here at Crossville Church of Nazarene. We're using that facility there. We're going to be using our basement now because we're going to have boys and girls go at the same time, having a program here on Monday nights. Just great stuff. But you have made this opportunity available, and we want to say thank you for that. It would be a mistake on my part, though, to miss an opportunity. Is we still need volunteers. And as we started with four boys, finished last year with 12, started this year with 26, and there's still room for more. Absolutely. But the thing is there, you know, people think about Trail Life and think about, you know, maybe the hikes and things that we're doing. We still need men to be volunteers. And you don't have to be able to walk 5 miles. You don't have to be able to sleep out in a tent. Some of the program involves some kind of classroom type of activity here in our facilities or other places, and we just need a second man to be present. And the other part is, what a shame it would be to have a lifetime of wisdom and experience and learning and to not be able to share that with the next generation. So if you're here and if you have something to share, please see me or Alex or one of our pastoral staff, and we'll get you hooked up with the program because we need you. We absolutely do. And last, I just want to say thank you again. Thank you for being faithful. And I'm going to stop here, and I think we're going to have a video a little bit about American Heritage Girls. Really excited that now that we're going to have the complement to the boys program. So with that, I will stop talking, and thank you again.
We gotta bring our girls up right. If we're not bringing them up right, we're not doing our jobs as parents. And the media is just slamming them with all this bad stuff, and we have to bring it back to God and where He really wants our children to be.
In fact, there is a tug of war underway for the minds and souls of our kids. And it's the popular culture that's pulling on one end of the rope and godly moms and dads on the other. But it's a contest that we cannot afford to lose.
And so parents should be, must be, absolutely have to be concerned about the hearts and the minds of the children as they're continuing to grow up and develop.
I love that American Heritage Girls is teaching girls to serve. Serving God, serving family, serving the community, serving our country.
It's all about honoring the wisdom of a troop leader, about being accountable, building healthy relationships, developing skills, and really learning how to work as a team, plus learning how to serve in your community.
Have girls in curriculum that is teaching them biblical truth about what is right and what is wrong, what is true according to God's word, so that these will be women who are discerning. And they're not going to just fall away from the church when they're in college, because the truth has been planted in them.
I recommend American Heritage Girls enthusiastically to parents who want their daughters involved in a traditional Christian-based program that will reinforce what they are trying to teach at home.
Now, I'm convinced that AHG is a genuine building block in recapturing the American character.
John Quincy Adams mentioned, you know, that the women's behaviors are what are affecting the moral barometer of our nation. And I believe that's still true today. I believe that if women could take back their femininity and truly understand that they have a specific, beautiful role and that they are great influencers, that they not only influence their families, but they influence their society. It's time for women to understand their unique role, to be confident because they are made in God's image, and to assert the influence that they have been given by God and make a change in our country.
Morning. I am one of the troop leaders over here at obviously not American Heritage Girls, but Trail Life TN2565. And when we have Trail Life, it's great to have American Heritage Girls right hand in hand with it. And we are so thankful for this facility and for the membership here, just to have the ability and the permission to have both the same night, the same facility, the same place. It's easy for families, and it's which makes it in turn easy for growth. People want to come, and we hear all the time, they say, well, I have this, I have that going on, and I got to take care of the kids, and blah, blah, blah. For example, our old troop, we met half an hour apart, about 30 miles away or so. So to drop off my daughter, my son and I would go to our troop meeting. My wife and my daughter would get Uber or just a ride to our troop, and then they'd wait there for half an hour till we were done. And then we'd all go home. So we're talking about a good 3 to 4 hour investment every meeting night. So to meet here with both facilities for the men and the ladies is just a godsend. We can't say thank you enough to all the board members and the congregants here, and again, and pastors. You know, we appreciate it very much. Thank you. That being said, the girls' troop is not started yet, but Lord willing, within the next couple Mondays, our start date is going to be October 31st, October 30th, if everything comes in place. And if you have any daughters that are ages 5 to 18, bring them over. And you can talk to my wife. She's right here in the red shirt, third row, beautiful brown skin, brown hair. Raise your hand. You can speak to her. And again, if you have daughters, granddaughters, your neighbor has a granddaughter, your neighbor's neighbor has a granddaughter or daughter, come on over and we'll get them hooked up and signed up, and we'd love to have them. And spread the word about American Heritage Girls and Trail Life. Last year, as Pastor said, and as Jack said, we only had 12 at the end of the year, but it was a solid 12. And we've seen growth from these young men. I don't care if we only have 5, but we see growth. That's all that matters. If we have 25 and we're not seeing growth for Christ, and the attitude is not where it should be, I'd rather have the 5 strong for Christ than the 25 just kind of hanging out. Because this is a club where we learn things for our daily life skills, but more importantly, it's for God's skills, to reach others in our community and to reach others for His Word. And again, thank you for the congregation. Thank you, Pastor, and we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, stand with me this morning as you're able. We're going to sing together.
Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful.
Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have not walked this way alone, but we have walked every step with you, and we're so thankful, Lord, for your presence. We're so thankful, Lord, for your power that has enabled us to be more than conquerors through him who has loved us. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise this morning, for we know we would not be here were it not for your grace, were it not for your mercy. And so this morning we praise you and we give you glory and honor. We ask you, Lord, now that as we move into this time in which we look into your word, we ask you, Father, that you through the power of your Holy Spirit would come and speak to us today. We believe, God, you have something to say to us. And so therefore, Lord, we're trusting you and believing you to move in a mighty way. Thank you for these boys. Thank you for these men. Thank you for these who are working to establish American Heritage Girls. Lord, we know and we believe that we are impacting the next generation. And so for that, we rejoice and we are so grateful. Bless us now as we look into your word. May the Holy Spirit anoint as only he can. And for what you're going to do in this place this morning, we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So good to see each of you this morning. We're glad that you're here. I'm going to be speaking to you here for just a few minutes. And anytime that a preacher says few minutes, just don't pay any attention to that, okay? I want to speak to you this morning from Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 11 as we go through the message this morning. Trail life has been one of those things that just kind of happened in my life. This whole process, many of you have heard this story many times, but this whole process started, as I said to a pastor friend, I'll tell you what's working in my church if you'll tell me what's working in your church. And the answer to what he gave to me that day was trail life. And I never expected a conversation in February of 2021 to lead us to what we have this morning. I was never involved in scouting when I was growing up. And some of the dads who are part of our trail life group said that they were not involved in scouting. And so trail life has been a learning experience for me. I'm so thankful for men who knew what was going on. It would have been bad had it just been me. We might have done a Bible study every Monday night, and that would have been all that we would have done had it been left up to me. You know, my outdoor skills are very limited. My idea of roughing it is staying at Days Inn instead of Holiday Inn, and so that's kind of who I am. But in the 2 years that we've been doing this program, I've learned how to tie knots. I've learned how to sharpen tools. I've learned how to splint a broken arm. I've learned how to cook food in a foil pouch. I've learned how to make an omelet in a Ziploc bag. And if you've never had one of those, you've missed a treat. Let me just go ahead and tell you. The boys have been hiking and they've been camping and they've had a lot of time together playing games. And I'm so thankful for that. All of those things have been great for me, but the hardest part of what I am doing as part of the troop is I get to do the devotions for the boys. Now, adults, you make me nervous. The boys scare me to death. I was a youth pastor, but that was 42 years ago, and that tells you that I'm an old fella. And so, you know, when you begin to think about the kids in my youth group, now, or my youth group then, have grandkids now. I feel very old in all of this, but it's been a joy to talk to these boys on a regular basis, and to see them on a regular basis and watch them begin to grow, and to watch those who started out really not knowing what to do begin to do things. To watch some who were so backward, so to speak, and I don't mean that in an ugly way, but they would have never got up in front of anybody, stand up in front of the boys down there, and begin to lead and do what Alex David did this morning. What a joy it is. But from the beginning of trail life, we've done the opening, much like what we've done this morning, except it's just much better than what it used to be. The one thing that spoke to me as we began this whole process was the motto of Trail Life, which is walk worthy. And those words are from Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. And I want us to begin with verse 9 this morning. It's going to be on the screen. But I want us to begin with verse 9, and we're going to read down through verse 12. The Apostle Paul says this, "And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The more I look at verse 10 and the more I look at the verses that surround this, the more I look at our world in which we live, and I see that the world in which we live is a whole lot like the world that the Apostle Paul was living in and the Colossian people were living in. for the Colossians, when you begin to look at this, false teachers were luring. They were trying to pull the Colossians off the path that they needed to be on. And the Apostle Paul begins to show them that they had all that they need in the Word of God for this journey that they find themselves on. They were instructed in such a way as so that they could walk worthy of the Lord. We talk to the boys in the meetings about their choices and the things that they've got to do. But the reality of it is, when I begin to look at every person in this room this morning, each and every one of you have choices that you have to make each and every day. That's just the way it is. It's the world in which we live in. We have to decide what we're going to eat. We have to decide who we're going to see. We're going to have to decide what we're going to do. We have to have to do all of these many things. And after you begin to look at all the things, if you were to write them all down in one day, it would begin to be a little overwhelming when you looked at all the choices that you have to make. Do you realize that in just the cereal aisle, there are enough choices there to stump me and have me there all day long? I heard somewhere that about 20 years ago we had about 60,000 choices in a grocery store. That number of choices is now well above 200,000 choices in some of these big grocery stores. Well, I'm talking about food. You can tell by looking at me, I enjoy that. But what about all the choices that we have to make otherwise? What about all the choices that we have to make otherwise? You see, if we don't begin our days determining that we're going to go on a purposeful path, if we don't use our days to begin to go in the way that God wants us to do and make the choices in the manner that God wants us to make, then we're going to find ourselves at the end of the journey not in the place that we really want to be. Paul says to the Colossian Christians, walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. I'm going to give you three things this morning that I believe that you and I need to do if we're going to walk in a manner that is worthy of the Lord. The first thing that I want to tell you is that our walk is going to have to be a prayerful walk. That's what he says in verse 9. He says, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. If you go back and look at this, you're going to find that the Apostle Paul had heard about the church, he knew about the church, and he was constantly praying for them. He's excited about what they have already done in their lives. He's excited about the choices that they've already made to follow Jesus. He's fully aware that they have begun this journey. But he wants them to live. He wants them to walk in such a way that they are going to be worthy of the Lord that they serve. For these boys in Trail Life and soon-to-be American Heritage girls, they're going to face a lot of choices about their direction. And if they're going to make the right choices, it's not going to be because they just happen along and stumble and somehow find their way into the right path or the right choices. If they're going to make it on the right path, it's going to be because they have prayerful leadership that points them in the right direction. Somebody should have said amen. For those of you who are a guest, you can say amen if you agree with something I say. Please help our congregation do that, you know. From time to time, if I turn around and say amen, William, you'll know that I am amening myself, okay? But when you look at this, Paul was the leader for the Colossian Christians. He was beginning to give them the Word of God in a way that maybe they had never had it before. You and I now have the Word of God as we need. We have the flesh and blood examples, so to speak, of what happened and how we're supposed to follow. A close friend of ours was babysitting some children for a friend of hers. And just after she put the kids to bed, a thunderstorm came through the area, and the smallest child who was upstairs cried out and asked Cindy to come up and be with her. And Cindy went upstairs to console this one, and she reminded the little guy, she said, you know, God is with you in the storm. To which, and Cindy loved to tell this story, to which the little guy said, I know, but I need someone with skin on them. We need to teach our kids that they can trust a God that they can't see. But we also need to teach them that there are men and women who have skin on them who are willing to lead them in the path that they need to go. That's the way this is. You see, in walking the journey, we've got to be conscious of the consciously aware of the dangers that we face, but we've also got to be consciously aware of the dangers that these guys and these little girls are going to face, and continually entrust them in prayer to God. Paul said, "I have not ceased to pray for you." He prayed regularly. He prayed consistently for them. I don't have time to fully develop all that the Apostle Paul said here in just this first chapter, but I want you to understand that he prayed that they would be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. You see, folks, please understand, what we are filled with controls us. If our minds are filled with pornography, we will have lustful thoughts. If our minds are filled with gossip, we're going to be filled with the actions of other people. If our minds are filled with just entertainment, then we're going to be filled with trying to live that kind of thing out. If we're filled with the knowledge of God's will, we're going to be active and fruitful in living for the Lord Jesus Christ. He prayed that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will for them. He prays that this knowledge would come about in them. And the only way that these boys, the only way that these girls, the only way that the teens in our church, the only way that any of these things is going to happen is if you and I spend some time praying for them. And I'm not just talking about lay me down to sleep kind of prayers. I'm talking about some times in which we get on our knees before God and say, God, if you don't move, we are sunk. Second thing I want you to see this morning is to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. We're not only going to have to lead a prayerful walk, but we're going to have to do, as Paul said, we're going to have to lead a pleasing walk. Look at verse 10. He says, "So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." He has prayed for them that they will walk in such a way as to please God. Walk. Most of the time, when you see that word in the New Testament, it's not talking about walking. Most of the time when you see that in the New Testament, in the manner in which it's presented here, it's talking about our conduct, the way in which we live. And to live a life worthy of the Lord, to walk in a manner pleasing to Him, means that we're living a life that shows that He has done something in us, and we need to be doing something for Him. You see, he tells them that a life that's fully pleasing to God will bring about results in their life. He uses a term that was very familiar to them. It may not be that familiar to us, but he uses this term, bearing fruit. Now, that is something that is production. That is something that has results to it. Various Bible scholars say that he was talking here about people, bringing people to Jesus. Other Bible scholars say that what he's talking about here is the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Whichever the case, whatever the Apostle Paul is talking about, a simple test in your life and in my life as to whether we're pleasing God is, do people see in your life Jesus? Do people see in your life Jesus? Or would they look at you and say, I don't know why he says he's a Christian, or I don't know why she says that she's a Christian. Their lives do not display that. The Apostle Paul said, if we're going to follow after Jesus, then we're going to have to please him. We don't live any longer according to our own wishes. We don't live any longer according to what we think is right or wrong. We live in a pattern that is pleasing to God through what we've learned in his word. Do they hear Jesus in our words? Do they see Jesus in our actions? Because it's only when they do that we're living a life that is pleasing to God. The third thing that I want you to see this morning is to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord means that we're going to live a powerful walk. Look at verse 11. He says, being strengthened in all power, or with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. The word strengthened here, the tense that it is in, means a continuous action done by God. That means that God is not just some booster rocket that we attach on and he somehow gives us a good push. No, that's not what he's talking about here.
He's talking that God comes and inhabits our lives, and on a daily basis, He empowers us to live for Him. There's actually two words for strength that are used here in these verses that I read to you. The first one is where we get our word dynamite. That is expressed power. And when that power is used, action happens. It's an action that is a result of something. My dad and Pastor Gene Early. Pastor Gene was my senior pastor when I was a youth pastor. But while they were both in college, they worked on a rock crusher over near Tawakana, Texas. Now, I can't spell Tawakana for you, but close to Mahia. And Mahia is spelt nothing like you think it would be. They worked at a rock crusher there. Both of them were on the dynamite crew at first. They were responsible for drilling holes into the rock and then placing explosives in those holes. And Dad did not like that. Pastor Early stayed on in that dynamite crew. Dad went over and he began to run the crusher. And so, but Pastor Gene, he continued to work in the dynamite field. I was born while they were in college, but I never saw anything that happened there at that particular rock crusher. But I want you to understand, I have seen videos of where people have drilled into rock and then they put explosive into that rock. And I'm going to tell you, when they sound the all clear, everybody runs for cover. And when they press that button, something happens. I'm going to tell you something, folks. God will enable us. He will give us the power that we need to live a life that produces results in our lives and in the lives of people who are around us. I told the group Wednesday night about a change that happened in a man that I knew. How that God moved in his life and he went from being an alcoholic into becoming a deacon in his local church. And how God had moved in his life and what God had done in his life. That only came about because of the power, that expressed power of God that changed him and that changed everything around him. But there is a second word that is used here. The Apostle Paul talks here and says that it is according to his glorious might. That word refers to strength in action. It is the ability that God has to empower us on a daily basis. Power to change us. Power to enable us. Power to empower us. We are engaged, folks, whether we realize it or not, in a spiritual conflict. And we are not going to make it on our own. The only way that we are going to make it is for God, through the power of His Holy Spirit, to do something in us and enable us and empower us to live a life that is effective. That dynamic power. And then he says that all the result of that is going to be that we're going to have joy and that we'll be able to give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of His saints. The most joyous people I know are the people who have found Jesus. The most grateful people that I know are the people who have found Jesus and are enabled by His power and by His presence. Let me give you some application. That's a new word for you, isn't it? Let me give you some application this morning. It was the Apostle Paul's constant prayer for the Colossians that they be filled with the knowledge of God's will. And he knew that it was only when believers are controlled by the knowledge and the power and the presence of God that they can walk in a manner that is worthy of the Lord. You see, walk worthy is a Trail Life motto. But walk worthy is a prayer that I am praying for these kids. For these young men, these young women. It is a prayer that I'm praying that they will move beyond just hearing and knowing how to tie a knot and knowing how to sharpen an axe or one of those things. And those are important life skills. But I pray that long after they have moved beyond Trail Life and American Heritage Girls, that they are walking in a manner that is worthy of the Lord. That's why we're doing what we're doing, so that they can walk worthy
of the Lord. I'm grateful for these men and women who are giving their time to minister to these boys and girls. Jack said it, and I'm going to repeat it. We need your help. Amen, William. Good preaching. We need your help. We want you to come and to show these boys and these girls how they can walk in a manner that is worthy of Christ. It's 3 hours a month. They're worth a lot more than that. May we, as a church, as Christians, live a life that is worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we live a life of prayer. May we live a life of seeking to please God. May we follow His purposes. May we be filled with His power as individuals, but may we also be filled with His power as a local congregation so that we can impact the world that is around us. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Alex David is going to come, and he is going to lead us in the closing ceremony. We are so glad that you are here today, and we pray that on this day, Troop Sunday 2023, that God has blessed you. Thank you, if you are a guest, for being with us today. We are so pleased to have you here, and we hope that God has blessed you in the service this morning. Alex David.
Thank you, Pastor William. Before we close, I'd like to thank our congregation once again, our parents for all of our troop members, and Mr. Jack, Pastor William, Pastor Tyler, Mr. Montoya, and all the other leaders. Color Guard, attention. Color Guard, forward march. Color Guard, halt. Troop, attention. Audience, please rise for the retiring of the colors. Color Guard, advance. Color Guard, salute. Ready, two. Color Guard, prepare to retire the colors. Troop, salute. Those not in uniform, please place your right hand over your hearts. Remove your hats. Veterans, feel free to render a military-style salute. Color Guard, retire the colors. Color Guard, reform. Color Guard, halt. Ready, two. Color Guard, dismissed. Pastor William.
Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for the opportunity that we've had this morning to be a part of this event. We are grateful, Lord, that we can walk in a manner that is worthy. And I pray, Father, that you'd help us to go from this place and not forget what we have seen, what we have heard. May your Holy Spirit move in us and help us that we would do exactly what you have called us to do, to walk in a manner that is worthy of Christ. And for what you accomplish in us, through us, and for us, we give you praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.